This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the tactics, one of the dastardly tactics of this trend, and that is to accuse us of preaching hatred and violence. They've coined the term transphobia. If you dare don't agree with this sentiment, then you are somebody who's acknowledging, somebody who's embracing racism, somebody who's wanting to prove hatred. And this is completely untrue. They accuse us of bigotry and hatred and potentially calling for violence. But we respond back. Inventing terms, transphobia, doesn't change biological facts. We're telling you biological facts. Forget even scripture, you're not Muslim. Okay, forget even scripture. You can invent whatever term you want. We are speaking biological truths here. Also, disagreeing with a lifestyle does not mean you are preaching hatred. We need to say this loudly and clearly. Disagreeing with a lifestyle does not mean we are preaching hatred, much less violence. For centuries, we are saying we don't drink alcohol. Are we preaching hatred of all the people who drink beer, who drink alcohol? No, of course not. That's their business, they're doing it. We don't drink alcohol, allow us that freedom and right. Nobody invented the term alcohol phobia, Muslims are alcohol phobic. No, our preaching of our morality does not mean we are preaching hatred, much less violence. That is your imagination. That is your false accusation. And it is nothing, there is nothing further from the truth. You have your lifestyle choices. Allow us to have our lifestyle choices as well. And we speak out against it, not only because we are believers in a higher power, but because we genuinely believe this is harmful, this is dangerous. If a young man or woman said, I want to cut my hand off, what would you say? If a young man or woman said, I want to cut my leg off, what would you say? We would come together and say, no, no, don't do this, it's wrong. Well then, if they want to cut their genitalia off, all of a sudden it becomes sacred under law. It's the same principle. What your Lord has gifted you is a gift. How your Lord created you is a gift unto you. And appreciate that gift and accept Allah Azza wa Jalla's blessings upon you. In the end of the day, brothers and sisters, we cannot force anybody to do anything. But we will draw the line when it comes to our rights, when it comes to our preaching, and especially when it comes to our children. Do whatever you will, you have to answer to your Lord. But when you drag in your promiscuity and you show us drag queens in our own public schools and our own public spaces, when you spoon feed our children to begin questioning their gender at the age of 5 or 6, well then no. We are not the ones preaching hatred. You are the ones preaching indoctrination. You are the ones spreading immorality and filth in places where you are not welcome. Do as you please in your personal lives, but leave our children out of it.
أما استحييت تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب.